The $124 million in U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development aid is aimed specifically at housing recovery needs resulting from the 2017 wildfires. California housing and community development officials are tasked with distributing the funds. In the current draft of the plan, the city of Santa Rosa will receive $38.5 million for affordable housing projects. In addition, homeowners would be eligible to apply for up to $150,000 each for homes damaged or destroyed in the fires. That would be damage not covered by a homeowner's insurance policy. Maziar Movasagi is the Assistant Deputy Director of the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
After disasters like the ones that happened here in October 2017, whole communities are impacted. People, schools, businesses, infrastructure, whole bunch of things. These dollars weren't intended to make a whole community whole. They're just one slice of the pie to help respond to a community. There's other state resources available. There's other local resources that need to come into play to help the communities really rebuild and recover.
Those left out of the funding plan include some homeowners from the Journey's End Mobile Home Park in Santa Rosa. Chris, who asked us only to use his first name, is a homeowner there. His home survived the Tubbs fire, but without any utilities on the property, he can't live there, and he says his trailer is too old to move. He says that because his home didn't burn, he hasn't been able to receive any federal aid.
So I can't move it. I'm stuck. There's nothing I can do. I still pay licensing fees from the state, and I have to carry insurance on in case somebody gets hurt over there. So it's just stuck in a rock and a hard spot. I don't know what's going to happen yet.
He tries to remain optimistic about the funding plan.
Well, there's a lot of people that, you know, that have like Coffee Park and stuff. And I mean, it's going to help a lot of people, but a lot of us fall through the wayside, too. You know, it doesn't get everybody, but it'll help some people. So I'm glad for the people it'll help.
At the community meeting Monday night, Movasagi recognized that the aid does not go far enough.
If you just look at this number that's based on HUD's very strict methodology, we're identifying almost $186 million of unmet recovery needs for housing alone, which is far greater than the $124 million we have available in this entire pot of money. So there's an acknowledgement from the state that what we have right now is not enough to cover all the impacts from the disasters.
He says that California could have qualified for more federal aid if more people had registered with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA.
So in this case, we're part of an appropriation that includes Puerto Rico and Florida and other places. They literally had millions of people register. The total number of California residents that registered with FEMA was only 45,000 people. So based on that, you can see why we only got such a small portion of the money compared to some of the other states. So it's really important after disasters for people to go register with FEMA.
The draft of the plan is likely to change depending on public comments. Movasagi hopes the plan can be finalized by February, with funds distributed by summer of 2019. I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.